So let's hear about your 47-year-old man.
Yep. So this is a 47-year-old man who presented with lymphadenopathy and anemia. And there was a biopsy of a neck node, and an outside diagnosis of PTCL was made. Patient was referred to my center where, as you can see, pathology review as well as the treatment decision go hand in hand. There's absolutely no clinician in my center who would even see a patient without the pathology being reviewed by the experts in our center. And in this particular case, you can see why that's relevant. So we did some additional immunohistochemistry, and we turned that diagnosis from a PTCL to actually a case of T-cell and histiocyte-rich B-cell lymphoma, a completely different entity. And in part, the reason there was an issue is that the pathologist in a small center didn't recognize that although 99% of the cells were T cells, they weren't the malignant cells. They're the benign cells in the background. The malignant cells were scattered amongst that. And you would think that's an easy diagnosis to make or a distinction to make, but it actually can be a challenge. They did a bone marrow in this case, and as we and quite honestly others have published, the cases of T-cell rich B-cell lymphoma have very frequent bone marrow involvement. In fact, six times to what we would see in garden variety DLBCL. And so the treatment was changed, in fact, from CHOP to being treated with R-CHOP, and the patient entered a remission. So very critical. Again, these are subtle diagnostic distinctions, and to the average eye, you're looking at something that's 99% T-cell. So it's not really a shock that somebody might think that's a T-cell lymphoma, when in fact the malignant cells only represent 1% of the biopsy. That's a similar challenge to what we see in Hodgkin lymphoma, as you can imagine.
Sounds like Hodgkin lymphoma. Can you talk more about TCR-BCL, how frequently it occurs, how it presents? It seems like it would be ripe for misdiagnosis.
Yeah, it is fairly ripe for misdiagnosis. It's not a very common diagnosis, probably certainly less than 1% of what we see, but in a busy center, and that's still a few cases every year. As mentioned, it's predominantly males in the sort of 40 to 60-year-old range. They often present with advanced stage disease. Involvement of the liver and spleen is very common, and involvement of the bone marrow, as we reported many years ago, is extremely common in this disease. It clearly has a relationship to nodular lymphocyte predominant Hodgkin lymphoma, but the exact relationship is still somewhat a matter of controversy. It is a disease that would be within the category of diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. It's a specific subtype. It can be very rich in histiocytes as well as reactive T-cells, and that's the name. And it responds well. We published a paper in JCO many years ago where probably stage of disease might be the most important determinant in terms of looking at its curability. But it needs to be treated with R-CHOP as opposed to CHOP for something that's PTCL.